Hey, 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 welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast. I'm your host, Jake.
And I'm Brian, and today is a very spooky day. Today is Friday the 13th. And I don't know about you, but every time I get Friday the 13th, I always think it's going to be a bad day. Just because I'm an idiot. And literally, I woke up today, I had a weird dream, I was tossing and turning, I looked at the date, looked at my phone, Friday the 13th. Boom. I was like, dude, it's going to be a bad day. I took out Loki at like 6:30 in the morning, and I was hearing all these noises, and I was getting legit freaked out. I don't know why every Friday the 13th, spooky. I mean, we're doing the classic, well, we found out about this later, but the Hollywood Theater, which is a theater I've never been to here in Portland, they're showing Friday the 13th tonight, and it sold out. And I was like, that would have been so dope, because I'm sure that they would have, like, it would be a packed house, and I'm pretty sure people would, like, dress up and, like, get, like, super into it.
Yeah.
But it was sold out. So we're like, damn.
That would have been fun. I've never seen that before. That's why we got to watch this
tonight. That's why we're watching it tonight. And we're going to do a shot to Jason Voorhees.
Voorhees. Cheers. Isn't the story that his mom, like, leaves him or something?
Oh, you don't know anything about it?
I don't know anything about it,
really. Oh, cool. Just going blind.
I just know he looks like Wayne Gretzky.
It's definitely one of those where, like, I can't do, like, modern horror, but I can definitely do horror.
Mm-hmm.
As in, like, slasher, like, really, really stupid movies. And I think those are the best because they're, like, 40 years old. So, of course, you're going to, like, laugh and be like, that's a joke. But, like, when they come out, like, 70s, 80s or something?
Yeah.
80s. That was definitely one of those where it's, like, this is probably terrifying. And then it was probably like that was like pop culture 80s right there.
It's all like practical effects, which I think are the best. Because once you get too CGI with like a scary movie, it like ruins the scariness. I'm like, yeah, it's a fake ghost.
Well, I feel like the best part is like, especially like in 80s slashers, is they make it so over the top and so like stupid that you're like, that's so fake. Like it's not even scary anymore. Like, we have a whole list of movies you want to watch. That's perfect. We can watch that tonight. We wanted to watch... I haven't watched Chucky since I was, like, a child.
The Child's Play?
Child's Play.
I haven't seen that one.
That one, Child's Play 2. So, when I was a kid, for some reason, that was just, like... It was always on TV. So, my dad, if we were misbehaving, he would just, like, go to a channel, and it would be Chucky, and it would scare the crap out of me, because it was literally a
terrifying
concept.
Toy, yeah.
It's a demon toy that comes to life. And I was like, everyone has toys growing up.
Right.
It could happen. I mean, Toy Story, look at that.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
All of the Sid's toys, scary.
Oh, yeah, the baby face.
The baby head on the like, crane. Spider, yeah.
But, like, also with Chucky, though, it's, like, honestly, like, yeah, that would be terrifying if my doll came to life. But, like, couldn't you just punt him? Like, couldn't you just, like...
Yeah, he's pretty small.
Like, but also, like, he goes after, like, the child and, like, the mom, and he goes after... We're gonna watch that movie, but, like, apparently everybody hates... There's actually a lot of our friend group that doesn't like Chucky. I just noticed that right now. Anna hates Chucky. Allie hates Chucky. It's definitely one of those where I'm like, I saw the new one with Aubrey Plaza recently, and I was kind of like, that one was like, Chucky was like Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or something. I'm like, that's stupid. But like, that one wasn't scary at all. It was more dumb. But I feel like definitely like, he's terrifying, but I feel like he'll just get people just straight up like, when they're least expecting. Like, what
he can hide in small spaces.
Hide in small spots. He used, like, scissors, like, stuff around the house and stuff. Like, yeah. I don't think he actually used some stuff, but I want to rewatch those movies because I'm pretty sure I'll still get freaked out.
Yeah.
But, like, also I'm like, hey, I'm a little taller now than I was when I was, like, 8. Maybe I can kick you a little stronger, but I'm pretty sure not.
It'd be a pretty fair fight, I think, you and Chucky.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm pretty sure he has that demon strength, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, if I wrestle him down, he could probably toss me around. But
right.
Maybe I'll live. I don't know, dude.
You said you don't like Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh.
Right?
No.
I've never seen that one.
Literally not. I don't know what it is ever since I was a child. Is it because of the
dreams?
No, ever since I was a child, he just freaks the hell out of me. Just
You're
like
wearing
the look.
A shirt that looks like him right now.
No, it's black and red.
That's
I wanted, but I want that sweater so bad, but not like the crappy like Hot Topic one. Like I want like legit one.
Like a real one.
They have the ones that are like $70, and I'm like, yo, I really want that one. But like, I don't know what it is, but ever since I was a kid, scared me. I would see him at like Spirit. Still to this day, I'm 34. Still to this day, I'll go into a Spirit, and if I see his mask, I'm like, ugh.
It's like he has lesions on his face.
Well, he's burnt because he was a child molester. Like, you know the whole story, right? So he was like a child, I think. I don't know. I could be just making this up. I think he was like a child molester, and then like they like found him, and they like burned his house and like confronted him. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to get your kids. And
oh, that's terrible.
I think, yeah, it's terrifying. But like also it's like it's a bad person.
Yeah.
But like those movies, because like what freaks me out about those is because like it's in his dreams. So like.
Right, because he can only get you in your dreams.
Yeah. I remember I've seen one of them, not by choice. I was super upset because it was, I was hanging out with Logan one time, and I remember we were like, we smoked a bunch of weed and we're hanging out, and he was like, hey, we're going to put this on. And I'm like, no, in my own house.
Yeah.
No. And I was super upset, like literally pouting, like my hands were crossed and I was like, we're absolutely not watching this. And he's like, we're going to put it on. You're just going to get over your fears. And I'm like, dude, the whole time I was so unhappy.
Mm.
I watched the movie and straight up, I didn't like it. I was just like, and I was smoking. So of course I was super paranoid.
Oh, cool. I want to have a good time.
My ultimate fear, I'm telling you guys, is this guy. And you're like, hey, grow up. And then I'm like, dude, I don't want to. And then I was fine, but like it was a really stupid movie. It was not scary at all, but like it's just one of those where like people just don't like certain movie characters, you know?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Scream movies. Those ones are good.
Oh, we're almost caught up. We almost watched all of them except for the newest one that came out.
Mm-hmm.
But like that those are actually really good because they're like you're always so curious of who's the killer, and like
right.
every movie, every Scream movie I've ever watched, I'm like, yo, dude, she's the one, or he's the one.
But it's a twist at the end or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like, have you seen all of them?
I've only seen two, I think. There's four, right?
There's six.
Oh, six? Oh, wow.
Because there's two of them, and they're like modern.
Right.
But like, the newest, like one of the newer ones, the way they had to like tie in the story, I'm not going to ruin anything for you.
Calm.
It was this person. no, but like the way they tie in the story was like kind of stupid, but it was still like, okay, we have to do it, you know? But there's so many people where I'm like, this guy's sketchy as hell.
Right.
Like, I don't trust this person. But then that's how they like do the whole movie. But like, I don't know. We have a lot of, there's like, I kind of like all those like campy movies. Like we watched, well, I've never seen Halloween.
Okay.
I've never seen Halloween, but Michael I feel Myers? Like those ones aren't scary. Which one?
Michael Myers, but he's in a... What's his mask?
Austin Powers?
No.
Oh, Love Guru. You're talking about Mike Love Myers. Guru? That was a horror movie itself.
That one's scary.
That one was terrible. I've never seen it.
No, Michael Myers from Halloween.
The Michael Myers mask.
Yeah, it's William Shatner. It's a William Shatner mask.
Is it?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yep. It's a William Shatner mask that he wears.
I feel like...
Painted white.
Because Jamie Lee Curtis is in, like, all of those movies.
Right.
But, like, I feel like that one, like, doesn't really bug me. But also, like, every time there's, like, a haunted house kind of thing, kind of vibe, there's always, like, a really, really tall guy. Because I remember one year for Halloween, this is going to be a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
One year for Halloween, I remember I was this is the worst costume I've ever done. It was literally, like, I was 12. I think it was my last Halloween, right?
And at 12?
I think it was like 12.
Bro, I went to like 16.
Yeah, that explains a lot. I was like 12 and I think I was over it. But I went with my friend and had an alien costume, like an alien mask, right?
Sick.
It was very, very like got at Walgreens.
Yeah.
And then I had a New York Yankees hat for some weird reason.
Okay, so you're like almost E.T.
But no, here is my costume. I was really, really into rap during this time, right? So I got a Yankees hat and I put it backwards, and I said I was Alien Dr. Ant Dre.
Oh, there's Alien Ant Farm.
What? Yeah, Alien Ant Farm. Annie, are you okay? But that was my costume, and I was like, oh, it's cool. And, like, I don't understand how that makes any sense at all. I was an alien mask with a backwards hat. Like, what? So I got that.
Hey, you get creative when you're that age. I think when I was, like, 14, I was a headless salesman. I had, like, a big old wool overcoat, and I put it above my head with, like, some wiring.
How tall were you at this time?
I was probably, like, 5'11".
They're probably like, is this a dad?
Yeah, and then I had a briefcase as my candy bag. So I went all in for the part.
That's kind of cool, but that briefcase must got really heavy.
It got so heavy. It was already heavy. It was a briefcase.
Yeah, it was a briefcase. Those are not easy.
Yeah.
But, like...
But, I went for the bit.
Yeah. But I remember I went to this house, and then outside, there was a guy in a car. I don't know if it was his, but he was Michael Myers, and he was in the back seat, and he had the seat all the way back, and then he just rose up, got out of the car, and I was like, okay, and then he started following me, and I ran, dude. Like, I ran down the street, and I was with my mom and my friend, and then my mom, like, didn't see it, but I was, like, super scared, and I was like, dude, that was kind of scary a little bit.
You're like, already on edge, like, at that age.
At
you're like,
12.
Yeah.
But also, like, Halloween night is definitely one of those where you're, like, you're walking around, you're on edge everywhere, because you're, like, haunted house, people walking around, people, like, especially people growling like, at you.
Yeah, when you're, like, afraid to go up to the door because, like, you see that person in the chair.
Yeah, with you're
the
like, boy, are you like, real? Nah,
you're going to fool me. I'm not going to, like, get scared by you. I know you're a person. And you walk up and you still get scared every time.
Like, every time. Every time. Never fails. But yeah, that's definitely one of those movies I definitely want to watch, like, not all of them. I feel like even, like, the newest Halloween movies probably wouldn't be as scary.
Yeah.
But also, maybe they up their game. I feel like it's more of,
is
like,
a chainsaw
jump.
Guy?
Oh, or Texas no? Chainsaw?
No, Michael Myers. Is he a knife guy?
No, he's, like, a knife guy.
Okay.
Yeah, there's... Because Jason has, like, the chainsaw and, like, the cleaver. That's Freddy Krueger.
Oh, Freddy Krueger has the fingers. Thing.
Little fingies. Chicken fingers, yeah. He has chicken fries as thumbs, and he's just licking it. I don't know why, but yeah, that's pretty much what we're dealing with nowadays.
One year when I went out, like, this is when I was like maybe 15. And it was like, oh, okay. My mom went out with my sisters, but then I could go out with like Brandon, Chris, Trevor, and then we could just like go by ourselves because we were 15, you know, like we're a little crew. We could hang.
Way too old.
No, 15 is not 15, too old.
15 is you don't dress. You barely dress up. You dress up as like a lemon or like a skeleton or like a paper bag.
No, I think. Oh man, I don't even remember what we were, but it was pretty. I went into my costumes. I had some fun with it, but it was like towards the end of the night, and we were like maybe four blocks from home, and this car like pulled up next to us, and it was probably like 10, so it was like. Houses are still...
That's late for yeah. 15.
We were going for, like, the most candy possible, right?
9 o'clock was the cutoff for my parents. They're like, really? It's a school night. 9 o'clock, nobody was on the streets.
It had to have been a weekend because my parents were like, oh, yeah, you just go out, be safe. Let us know if you need anything.
Oh, dang. We had a flip phone,
so it was fine. One of us had a flip phone.
You had a Nokia brick.
Yeah, exactly. But we were close to home, and this car, like, pulls up next to us on the street, turns off its lights and starts going super slow, and we were like,
"Was it a van?"
No, it was like a Camaro, or it was like a lowrider car, and we were like, "Okay, huh?" And then it went, it passed us, turned around, and then sped up, and we were like, "Fucked up!" And so we all just started running, and like we split into different directions, and like I hid behind a car in like someone's like the alley of someone's house. And then somebody like crossed the street over to like someone's yard, and then I think like Chris or Nick just like booked it towards their house because you could see their house from there, and so they were just like full out sprinting, and the car like drove up onto their parents' like lawn, and then they ran inside the house, and then his dad came out, who was a CHP, and like yelled at them at the car, and then like I think he got in his car and was like trying to like scare him off, but I was so scared.
Who was it? Just some random person?
We never figured it out. And then the next year, we got shot at with paintball guns. Like, late at night. We were out. I think we were even trick or treating. We were just like walking around.
Hoodlums,
you know, hood rats. Yeah. And just like walking around doing 16-year-old things, and we got shot at with paintball guns. That was scary.
See, that's I think like as I got over Halloween and like trick or treating was like I think that was when I was just like in my mad phases of like being 13 and being like, yeah. I can't hang out with my friends, and then like I think I just like hung out at home. Like, I don't even think I had, like, memories of being, like, 13 to 16 of, like, going out on Halloween. It was more of, like,
a... Did you go to parties at all?
No.
I went to, like, one party one year. I think. And it was, like... But it was, like, a casual party. It was just, like, maybe 15, you know, people. Like, I don't know. Family party, but it was, like, the parents were in one room and then the kids were in the garage, like, hanging out and playing...
How old are you? Like, 17?
I was, like, 16, 17, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we did anything. I feel like that was definitely one of the years where we were like, all right, we probably just, like, watched a movie or, like, hung out at someone's house or something. I don't think we actually,
get sick on candy.
Wreaked havoc, you know?
Just, like, buy your own bag of candy. Like, cool, I'm going to skip the, like, walking around and getting candy. I'm just going to buy it myself.
Yeah, I think we just, like, got, like, life-size bars, just big bars, you know, and just, like, ate it, and, like, probably watched, like, something stupid, but, like, I don't even remember. Yeah, I don't even remember what we would do for, like, those years. I kind of blocked them out.
Yeah, because you were scared.
I was scared, dude. I was scared stupid.
You were up in Seattle this past weekend, right?
Yeah, so I came to a realization that Seattle's dope, but it's stupid expensive. Like, yeah. It's so expensive. Like, we went, and so randomly, it was funny because I hit up our friends Clay and Anna, and I was like, hey, like, what are you guys doing this weekend? And they were like, hey, we're gonna go to a concert. And I'm like, wait, what concert? Because I know a concert that's going on the two nights. I don't know. I've only been to... This is my first show in Seattle. Because, like, they have, like... I don't even know what venues they have. Like, the Crocodile something.
Oh, the Crocodile Rock Station?
Is that what it's really called? I don't know. It's some Crocodile. I looked it up before, and I was like... It's, like, over by Pike's Place. And I was like, oh, that's too far for me to go by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost did, like, a whole day trip there of, like, driving up there 3 hours, going to a show for 2 hours, and then driving back home for 3 hours. And I'm like, I'm going to fall asleep.
It's half your day.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I can't do that. But, yeah, we did Seattle. We went to see Death Cab for Cutie and Pulse of Service. And I want to say it was a very great show.
Yeah.
The most expensive ticket I've ever purchased.
Ooh, how much?
It was $146.
Holy moly. Because you had to buy like a resale ticket?
I bought a resale ticket. Okay. So it was $120. Because Clay and Anna and their friends already got their tickets, and they were sitting in general admission on the floor. So I was like, I'm in a city that I kind of know, but not really by myself kind of thing. We were at the Climate Pledge Arena, which is the worst name arena ever. Sounds made up. Like, it just sounds like they just threw money at it, and we're like, yeah, Pepsi Cola.
Right.
Pepti Bismol. You know what I mean. Oh. Yeah, whatever. It was terrible. And so I was like, I've never been to this venue, and it's an arena. So I was like, I don't want to get lost. And then so I was like, all right, cool. Buy my ticket. I bought my ticket literally the day before. And then it was $120. I could have got it on Ticketmaster for the actual selling price, and it would have been $40 more. So with the fees, I waived it because I was like, I don't know what this reseller ticket is. Like, I hope it's like not fake. Like, I got really scared that they're gonna scan it and be like, this is not real. And I'm like, no.
Would you buy it on SeatGeek?
No, I just got it on Ticketmaster because I looked on like Vivid Seats. I looked on SeatGeek. I looked at all these other ones, and they were like really expensive. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't know, dude. And so I had to get general admission, and that was the cheapest one. So I was like, I'm just gonna do it. So once I got the time approved, I was like, I'm gonna buy the ticket. And then it was like $30 in fees, which is a crazy. Stupid. And they're like, processing fee. And do you want to print this at home for free? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, we're still going to charge you. And I'm like, this is dumb.
This is my printer.
Yeah, like, what the hell is going on? But honestly, it was such a good show. Death Cab did the transatlantic...
I can never pronounce...
Yeah, that album.
I love that album.
Such a sad album, but so good. And then they did Postal Service Give Up, which was amazing. And like 15-year-old me, I was smiling the whole time. I was like, this is amazing. And then they did two cover songs, but it was weird because they did two cover songs. That was, they did Such Great Heights, but the Iron and Wine edition. So it was like really, really slow.
But that's their song, right?
That's their song. So they did Such Great Heights twice, which I don't care. I don't mind. Right. But it was like they covered Iron and Wine, which is strange. And then they closed it out with Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence. And I love that song, but it was like, do you want to do like one of your bangers?
Right.
Like, I wanted more. And then the lights came on, and that was the brightest lights I've ever seen in my life. It was like a spotlight, and they're like, get out. And I'm like, oh my God. But it was such a great show.
Death Cab, I've seen them one time at Outsidelands, and they're so good.
But like, I feel like Death Cab is definitely one of those where I'm like, I've seen them once. If they're going to be in my area, like if they were at Moda Center, I wouldn't have gone to Seattle. But like if they're at Moda, like, but they're always playing in Bend or they're playing somewhere super far away. So I'm like, I got to go. Mm-hmm. But it was such a great show. And like, I would definitely see them again, but I would hope they would do like a different album.
Right.
Like, maybe to switch it up. But like still, it was so dope. And like, I think I was just like really stoked to be there. And then like it was good.
Benjamin Gibbard.
Benjamin?
All right. It is review time, Brian.
And we are back on this spooky day that we are having.
It's been pretty spooky, I gotta say. I was sampling chocolate outside of a co-op today. And people were being kind of spooky.
Spooky as in this extra creepy today or how?
Yeah, they were just giving me that eye, you know, that spooky eye.
They probably like realized who you were.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, please, this guy needs to not be around here. But then I had a real meal with chocolate bars.
Would you like some chocolate? Daddy, would you like some chocolate, please?
I'm getting pretty hungry, though. And... man, I gotta say, when I'm hungry, one of my go-to places is Thunderbird.
Thunderbird is definitely a diamond in the rough for vegan and non-vegan people.
Yeah, they have a big selection of their menu.
So, how did you find out about Thunderbird? Because I found out about Thunderbird when I first got here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's like, I want to say it's pretty, like, skater-influenced. Like, they had... there was a show that they had there, and I remember when I first moved here, I was supposed to go to this show. I didn't go.
Oh.
And then I was just like, oh, shit, like, this is the place? But it was, like, out there. Like, the thing is, it's Southeast Powell.
Yeah, so it's on Foster. But Foster. Like, it's where, it's in farther Southeast. It still takes, like, 15, 20 minutes to get there.
It's a bit of a drive. That's my only complaint for this place.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a drive, but also it's definitely one of those where you take the drive for a delicious treat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just like, you know what to get. We've been there so many times, but there's been multiple times where I'm like, I'm going to get something different. Every time, it smacked so many options. Hard.
Yeah, it's a part of the Lightning Bar Collective, which also manages By and By, Victoria, The Sweet Hereafter... and a few others, but yeah, it's pretty nice. They got lots of cool art inside. Their menu is very expansive. They have, like we said, vegan and meaty selections alike. Burgers. I usually go for the sliders. My favorite is the sweet chili chicken sliders. Those things.
I have never seen you get a slider.
Oh, I will gobble them up.
Oh, I guess I wasn't invited. But like, okay. Here's the thing, though. Also, another gripe. Sorry. But with the sliders, though, is you can't mix and match.
Right.
And I want to try everything.
I know.
Which is, like, I'll get it. Like, one day I'll try all of it.
Yeah.
But it'll take me
some
time.
And they don't come with fries. You got to get your own fries.
Yeah. But everything else is so good. I mean, like the sweet chili chicken sliders is what you're talking about?
Yeah, sweet chili chicken sliders or the buffalo chicken sliders. I mean, any of their vegan chicken sliders are just really tasty.
But also, like, when I go there, though, I never know what to get. And then I feel like every time I get, what is it, the Bluto?
The Bluto. Man,
the Bluto hits so hard. It's just a spicy vegan chicken sandwich, but, like, it hits. Every time I go there, I'm like, this is real chicken, right?
Yeah.
Like, it tastes nice and crispy. It's so good.
Yeah. They have a Philly cheesesteak, which is pretty solid. I know you like that.
Oh, the T-Bird vegan Philly cheesesteak. Mm-hmm. I get that every time.
So good.
And it's, dude, it's so good. Like, I know it's simple, but, like, there's certain times where I really want to be basic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, give me some meat texture flavor. I know it's not meat, but it tastes so good. But, like, I feel like one of my favorites is definitely the Bluto's, but also the Smokestack. It's like a Western.
Beefy burger?
It's like the Western one, where it's like the... Yeah. I'll switch it from vegan, or I'll get the Impossible meat, or I'll get, like, real meat.
The Marvin?
Depending on how I feel.
Yeah, they have good vegan bacon, but their regular burgers look pretty tasty, too. I like it because they have the Old Reliable has a big old fat onion ring on it, and you get that barbecue sauce and jalapenos, and it's spicy.
Yeah, no, I'm all about that. With I've been like a fan of chow cheese now. Or ooh, is it chow cheese?
Chow cheese, yeah.
I was trying to explain to Gabe last night. I'm like, is it chaos cheese or chow cheese? I don't know. It's one of those, but like, it's definitely one of those where I'm like, they worked up the chow cheese. I feel like before it was like meh.
I've had some bad vegan cheeses in my life.
They're a big fat phony. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't taste like cheese, and I know it because I eat cheese. This is how it should taste.
Like, but sometimes they just taste like Kraft Singles, which is like, it's not cheese. It's cheese product.
But also sometimes, like, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Because sometimes I'm like, I want to be really basic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want a single. I want something like...
Like for a grilled cheese, that's pretty good. And it makes a pretty basic grilled cheese.
White bread, grilled cheese, like old school. Wonder
the chow, though, has like, they have like a jalapeno Havarti, they have like a Swiss. I think I have some smoked Gouda at home right now.
I feel like, you know what's funny, is like, I'm like really hungry right now, and like, I'm looking at the menu and I'm like, I'm starving. Like, we should forget this. We should just go right now.
Yeah.
We totally can't. But I feel like Thunderbird is definitely one of those where like, I go there. It's funny because we always kind of go there at the same time. Like, we always go there like on a Sunday afternoon, or we go there like at like lunchtime or like afternoon, like after we go camping or something. Right. Like, it's always something.
It's like a not rehydrate, but like refuel yourself kind of a meal.
Replenish,
like, you want
to kind of place. But I feel like I've probably been there like, I don't think I've ever been there like late night.
No.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like, because right next door is a place that you can get into trouble. Because they have the strip club right next door.
They do.
So I feel like if I went there at night, I'm just going to stroll on over next door. Which, because sometimes you're like, yeah, why not?
But honestly, like, that's one of the best strip clubs in Portland, I think. We've done the Thunderbird, and why don't we just pop in for a minute?
We should definitely review that place next.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's definitely one of those where it's like, it's super convenient. Because you're just like, okay, I know I'm going to get good food here. And I know I'm going to have a good time next door.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like it's
as
always
I'm super
like,
full.
As I'm super bloated. Yeah. Slob. Like, hey, I just ate a Bluto, but let me go next door and waddle over. But like, I feel like that's definitely one of those where like, we've hung out in like because this is really like, there's a lot of space there. Like, they have an outdoor patio.
Oh, yeah.
And we always get a spot, even if it's cracking. We have been there at night.
We have been at night for like a Blazers game or something like that.
No, we like randomly went with Logan one night. That was when we got like the bowl of mushrooms and we were just eating.
Oh, right. They had like fresh chanterelle mushrooms.
Yeah, there was like a special Seahawks game or something going on.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
But like, I remember going, we always just go there like afternoon time, afternoon delight.
Typically.
But like, usually it's afternoon.
And they have a nice pool table in there.
I've never played pool there.
Same.
Never played pool. It's
well
free.
Used it's pool free. Table. Yeah.
Never played.
There were some kids playing out last time. I was like, are you allowed here?
This is a bar. No, there's certain times. I mean, that's just Portland for you, though. There's certain times. I know,
It's like until 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Miners can be in there.
And I'm like, ugh. I want to, like, cuss and be loud. I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. I'm not at, like, a Toys R Us or something.
Yeah. Al usually gets the Eat Your Green salad, which is only $8. But it's a big old salad in, like, one of those wooden bowls.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, a big bowl.
Like, if I was going to get a salad at a place, which I don't typically get a salad, it would be here. It's a hearty salad.
But also, like, there's so many choices. That's the problem with this place. I know. Is that, like, it's literally, like, I have my favorites, and I've only had, like, three or four different things.
But everything's good.
I've had bites of other people's things, and I'm like, yeah that hits. But, like, also, I'm like, I only come here, like, once every few months, so I'm definitely gonna, like, indulge and get something I want. But I'm looking at these bowls, and all the bowls look really bomb.
The vegan poutine, dude, I had that one time. House fries, chow cheese, house-made gravy topped with green onions. It's killer.
So, like, with poutine, though, like, literally, is that only, like, once you get more northern? Because in California, we didn't have places that had poutine.
It's a very Canadian thing.
It's very Canadian. I
had it twice up there.
But also, it's like, when I first moved here at the Rambler, I had poutine for the first time, and I'm like, what is this? This gravy, bacon, it's deliciousness. So delicious. It's so good.
But, like, you couldn't have a poutine and a burger. You would be, like, in a coma for the night.
Yeah, you can split. Maybe if we split a burger and get poutine, then that's it.
Hey, how about we get two sliders and the poutine?
Oh, my God. Are we already planning our next meal here? Because I just want to get everything on the menu. I'm just really hungry.
They usually have a good drink menu. I've had a few of their cocktails before. They have non-alcoholic ones, too, if you're into that kind of a thing.
You're totally all
that
non-alcoholic.
I got a Heineken Zero one time there.
That sounds disgusting.
It tastes like Heineken, so that'll tell you everything
you need. Even if it did, like, yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, I feel like all of their cocktails are always very, like, tempting. Like, maybe I should get a cocktail one time. I just don't know what to get because, like, I have to, like, study the menu every time.
What looks good to me right now is the Oaxacan Old Fashioned. I've always liked an Old Fashioned, but this has Reposado tequila and mezcal in it, too. Like, damn, that sounds tasty.
You know what? Yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually. We're just on that tequila hype, you know?
I know. And then they always have Dream Cakes, the vegan buttercream cake with rotating flavors. Whenever I go there, I see a good flavor, I'm like, yeah. I got a pumpkin spice last time with a coffee buttercream.
That thing was killer. Wait, right now on the website, though, it's a Dream Bird vegan cookie dough.
Oh.
And that's 12 preformed cookies ready to bake. Dude, let's just go right now.
Should we cancel our dinner plans and go there?
Yeah, let's just leave. Let's just cancel our plans and go there right now. Who can drive? Can you?
I can drive, yeah.
All right, we're good.
Wow, that sounds delicious. And I don't know if they have merch right now. I didn't see any up on the wall, but I know you have a sweatshirt.
I have repped. Yeah, I have the sweatshirt. I realized in my adult life that you can't, you have to hang everything. It's a little smaller than what I would like it to be.
Okay.
But also in the wintertime, I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'll just tuck my shirt in.
It shows off your muscles.
Shows off my little muscle.
Your Popeye
just
muscles?
Just one. Yeah, the one muscle. I have one. And right now I think they have merch, but I think it's just t-shirts. But I got a long sleeve when I had the chance.
Yeah.
And it was all about the back
logo. Oh, the big bird in the back. The big bird is in the back.
Back logo. That's what's up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have, like, some shirts, too. Like, but when I looked I think the last time we went there, it was just shirts only.
Okay. No, I like their, I mean, we rep, you know, one thing that we do have a gripe about some places, they don't have merch. Like, by and by. I know Victoria has new merch.
Do they?
They do. I'm glad that T-Bird has some merch because you always want to rep a good spot and be like, hey, like, if I have friends come to town, I'm like, I got a spot.
Yeah,
especially...
You eat
vegan? Cool. You eat meat? I got you covered.
I feel like even if someone doesn't eat meat, like, I can go there with non-vegan people and, like, I can go there with meat eaters and be like, hey, here's your options.
Yeah.
Like, this place slaps. Like, it's going to be good food.
I can vouch for the vegan
stuff.
Yeah,
but like, hey, if you want to try it, go for it.
This is a good place to try it, I would say.
Yeah. There's been a lot of work with veganism, the vegan food, you know? And it's definitely one of those places where I'm like, I get stoked taking other vegan people or other vegetarian people that have never been there. I'm right. like, dude, you got to go here. It's a little further, but here's the thing. It hits every mm-hmm. time. But, like, also, like, it's definitely one of those where it's definitely parking-wise is weird because you always yeah. park in, like, a weird neighborhood, and you're like, is this okay? And you're
right.
like,
oh, that's... It's on a busy street.
That's just Foster. Like, that's just yeah. Powell area.
You might, know? Might be, in like, in a neighborhood, or you might be, like, on the street.
But like, every time we go there, it's a treat. Like, I feel like I haven't been there in a while.
I went, like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, must be nice. Yeah. Yeah,
with my wife, okay?
I haven't been there with my wife. My wife? This my wife. I haven't been there. It's been a while. I don't remember the last time
we went. It's been a while.
I don't remember the last time we went there.
Well, I think actually. We should go, then.
We should go.
They do have, like, pop-up events sometimes. They had a art event and, like, some little, like, maker's market where they were, like, selling... local artists thing, which is pretty cool. They like to support the community. I'm just a big fan of Thunderbird, I gotta say.
I feel like next time... Alright, so next time we go there, I feel like we should make a pact of, like, we gotta play pool here. We yeah. gotta experience the pool. And then I think we should get out of our comfort zone and order something different.
We should do it.
But also, we'll get something the same. So that way it's like fallback plan of like, yo, dude, yeah. this didn't work. I know it'll work out, but like...
I'm going to get a cocktail.
Yeah, I feel like I want to try a cocktail too.
And then I'm probably going to try the vegan poutine so you can try it.
Oh, dude, I'm down.
And then after that, I mean, maybe one of the bowls, the Brussels bowl or that barbecue bowl with the tempeh ribs
and yeah, tequila jalapeno. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Damn, that sounds great. And I'm definitely getting that cookie dough. To go, to take home, and make cookies at home. Because I'll be full when we leave, but when I get home, I'll be like, oh, I'm glad I bought these.
Yeah, it's for later. Okay, but quick question. So the Thunder Sauce, that's like Thousand Island? Yeah.
I think
kind
so.
Kind of, like a special Thousand Island sauce.
Burger sauce, yeah.
It's like a Big Mac sauce, but they don't tell you what it is, but everyone knows what it is.
Yeah, kind of it's thing. Mayonnaise, it's ketchup, it's pickles, it's
relish.
Relish.
It's all the goodies.
Gherkins.
The gherkins.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that place... I mean, that place is great. What would you...
I would give them 10 birds out of 10 birds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go 10, all 10. I can't pass up a full mast for Thunderbird.
You know, I think I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
9 out of 10. I don't know what that reason is. I just want to go against
you. Just don't
want
to go all the way.
I don't go all the way just yet. Mm-hmm. I feel like... Let me try almost everything, okay. And then it could go to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ambiance in there is great. They have lots of plants, and the space is just big, too, which I really appreciate.
I feel like every time I go there, though, I don't feel like it's too cracking. Maybe, like, we should go there, like, on, like...
Like a Friday night at,
9 o'clock on a Friday and see. But, like, every time we've been there, we've gotten seats. We've never, like, waited forever.
Well, the
like,
food comes out incredibly fast.
Super fast.
And all the bartenders are great and super friendly. I think I'm a big fan.
Yeah, totally big fan. I always recommend it. We should have totally took Steph there when she was here last month. But
next person who comes to town.
Next person.
They're going to Thunderbird.
We should just go to Thunderbird.
So if you want to go, if you want to come to town, we'll take you.
Yeah.
We're not going to pay for anything. But we'll take you there.
But, like, we'll take you there.
Also, you got to get your own ride there.
Yeah, we'll recommend it.
We'll take you home.
We'll see what happens afterwards.
Yeah.
We'll probably go to the strip club.
We'll go to the strip club. Yeah. We'll sing some stripperoki.
Sundays. Yeah. Sundays at 9.
But that'll come in a later episode. We'll review Devil's Point. Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Beanie Boys podcast. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Peace.